Good morning. Well, I think I'm going to stay up here. I feel authoritative. Thank you, boys. Wow. And my wife. My wife is always with other men. By the way, everything is right in the universe. You're home. Give me a hug, buddy. I won't hug your beautiful wife, but I'm going to hug you. I'll hug her later. If you don't know what that's all about, France's loss, our win. Well, I guess they're ready for VBS, huh? I guess you think? Wow, who does this? Could his name be Ken Grider? This is really impressive. We've got a 3D effect here. And Joe Patterson along with Ken. Sorry about that. But it is, what day is it? It is U.S. Open Day. Father's Day. So it's a good thing. Before we get started, we have some family business. And really the saddest family business I've given in a long, long time. Maybe since with Linda Sobeck, those of you that go back. Our friend, my friend, Amani Lee, died and went to heaven on Wednesday of this last week at age 43. I've got a couple of pictures of him that we got. You remember Amani right here, sitting next to his beautiful wife, Tammy, every Sunday morning. He's way too good looking in that one. He was a physically powerful man, 295 pounds of nothing but muscle. And I used to tease him. On a bad day, I could take you. He would laugh at me for good reason. But at the same time, with that powerful man, a fighter by trade in the past, he was one of the kindest men I ever met. He let me become his big brother the last year and a half. And we ate together 5 times, I think it was. And his memorial service is set for next Saturday right here at 11 o'clock. So we're going to celebrate his life. And he really did. I don't know what his childhood was like. I didn't go that far back. I learned some things with his mommy and about Jesus. But I know the last year and a half, he settled in his life for sure over the issues of Jesus and who he was. And how available he was to him. And he, with his life, began to seriously, with his words, fall in love with him. Not just believe in him. And this man became my friend. And I sometimes things happen that there just are no words. And this is one of those. This guy worked out more than almost everybody in this room worked out. I know he was big. I get it. But this is a tough one. So, Tammy, we are so sorry for your loss. And Donovan, I'm going to invest some of my life in him if he'll let me. So next Saturday, we will celebrate his life here at 11 o'clock. So Father's Day. And we're going to talk about a couple of simple dad truths. This is not going to be a deep message. If you came for one, I am so sorry. It's not going to happen. But I will say that you're going to be challenged today like every Sunday, hopefully. Now, the truth is, one of the truths I can tell you right off the bat are men and women are very different, and I think you all buy into that, right? On so many levels. This will not, I repeat, not be a Mother's Day message today. It's going to be a Father's Day message. And to point out how different we are, just for fun, to get going. A college senior took his girlfriend to her first football game. She'd never been to a football game before. The young couple found seats in the crowded stadium and were watching the action. A substitute was put into the game for an injured player. And as he was running onto the field to take his position, the boy said to his girlfriend sitting next to him, "Take a good look at that fellow. I expect him to be our best man next year." He was really good on the football field. You understand? He's a junior. And his girlfriend snuggled closer to him. You guys are so smart. You know exactly where I'm going. And she said this, "That's the strangest way I've ever heard for a fellow to propose to a girl. Regardless of how you said it, I accept." What do you do? Well, let's pray as we begin today. Father, thank you that you can be celebrated no matter what we face in our life. And things happen that we don't understand all too often. And this week we're in that place. We want Amani back, and we don't get him back. We trust because of his choice of you and his growing love of you that he is with you forever and ever in paradise now. And I pray for Tammy that you would bless her with love around her, with her family first and then her friends. And that Donovan in his young life, that he'd grow to love you and depend on you even more facing this tragedy in his life. And Lord, this Father's Day, we want to celebrate you first and foremost as our ultimate Father in heaven, and we want to become better at celebrating appropriately dads in our life. So touch us today by your Spirit. Minister to the inside of our soul as only you can do. And we love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Did somebody bring their dog and was it barking outside while I was praying? As we begin today, what is it that happens when you become a dad? Watch this. We're going to have some fun. You'll see. That's why it's a good Father's Day message. What happens? Videos. That won't be the last one today. You know, dads, they're not celebrated that much. And I have a classic statement to present to you today, sort of by way of introduction. A good father, and I think we're all going to agree with this, is one of the most unsung. And when I say unsung, it's a word we don't often use, but it simply means he doesn't often hear what a great daddy is. Now, you think it, but how often is it said? Words coming from our mouth out loud. Because you think it doesn't make it said. A second thought is fathers are the most unpraised. Now, what do I mean by that? Not many say thanks for what he does or what he's done. It's kind of just expected. And frankly, it's a fair expectation. We all ought to be the best dads we can be. We should. But if you ask the question, I mean, I want all of you to ask it in your mind, what has he actually heard? What words have praised him? Aren't you glad you came to church today? And the third thought is fathers oftentimes are the most unnoticed. And what we mean by unnoticed is very few see what he's really done. Now, we're trying to highlight that today. Obviously, it's Father's Day. But again, whatever he's done, it's kind of expected. When he dies, he may become all world. I mean, I have been involved in so many memorial services where we sit in a circle with the family and those closest, as we will with Imani this week before next Saturday. And the things that come out in that setting, oh, I so wish that a dad would have heard over and over and over again. By the way, he knows how imperfect he is. You can just ask him and he'll share his weaknesses and failures gently and carefully. But I always think, what about now, while he's alive? The comment goes on to say, and yet, go ahead, Joe, and yet one of the most valuable assets in all of our society. And it really is the truth. Now, I didn't make this statement up. A better man than me that's soon to go to heaven himself, Imani's going to get to meet him. But Billy Graham wrote this and said this and made this statement years and years and years ago. So if you're mad at somebody for the statement, get mad at him, the gray-haired older gentleman, not me. I sense a little tension in the room. But it's true. It's really, really true. If honest, Dad doesn't get much of this stuff. He just doesn't. Moms are pretty celebrated. Have you ever tried to make a reservation on Mother's Day? Today, you can pretty much go anywhere you want. Pretty much go anywhere you want. Enough said, right? Aren't you glad you're back? Oh, my. Now, if Dad becomes demanding here, every dads are sitting out there going, Jim, you got to shut up. You're going to get me in trouble. Why would we think that way? No guy wants to be in trouble ever. We just don't. We defer trouble every time. We want peace. And I know what I'm saying doesn't really promote peace, but if a dad gets demanding in the area of being celebrated, it's not very pretty. He is a big baby, a whiner at best. And who wants to be a courageous man and a whiner at the same time? It just isn't pretty. It isn't pretty. The truth is, dads are really important. They are really, really important, especially when it comes to the issue of faith. Now, I share these stats once a year or more, whether you like them or not, because I just enjoy them, and also because they're true. Statistics would tell us. Once a year, I give them to you whether you need them or not. A study once disclosed that if both mom and dad attend church regularly, 72% of their children remain faithful to the faith and to heading off to church and participating in the feeding of God's word in their life in some fact. If only dad goes, 55% remain faithful to the faith. If only mom, 15%. The power of a dad, it may be silent, but it's deadly in a good way. If neither attend church regularly, only 6% remain faithful. So you ought to get your fanny in church and do so regularly. The statistics speak for themselves. The example of parents and adults is more important than all the efforts of church and Sunday school, all of them combined. We only have so much influence and impact, and it is very limited compared to mom and dad, or should I say dad and mom? And that's just the truth. Well, second thought on dad truths, what dads want on the inside. I'm going to sort of let you in a little bit. Might necessitate me being a little transparent, but I can handle it. What we really want, ladies and gentlemen, number one, he wants to be respected. I mean, every man longs for this. When a dad feels respect, there's something inside of him that is just stoked. He feels fulfilled. And respect comes from many different places. This is why I believe friendship is so important in life for a man, have other guys in his life. Respect is enormous. When a man feels respected, either at home, in his marriage, or from his children, or from his work effect, or his hobbies, or whatever it is, he knows he matters. Things are better because of him, and the respect is what communicates it to him. We all want a real bank account, and the bigger it is, the better, right? We all get that. There's a certain amount of respect that comes from what we have built. We all get that. But human respect, when somebody communicates it, it is enormous in our life. Words of respect to a man are a little bit like fresh red meat to a hungry lion. Or, better yet, Haagen-Dazs to an ice cream lover. It just does something to them that is very positive. When your grown children respect you in a public way, it is enormous. It does something to you. When they're little, they kind of, mom taught them how to. But when they're grown up and they say words of respect to you, your grown children, privately or publicly, it is a big deal. Just like when or if they disrespect you publicly, if the situation is there or privately, it does something to you. And really, a man, we don't know what to do. We are not built for disrespect. In the world, if people say the wrong words to us, it might end up in a fist fight. None of us ever want to be in a fist fight. We'll walk away if we're smart. We'll turn the other cheek if we're really smart. But certain things you can't say to an... Living in a man's skin is very, very strange and hard to explain at times. Proverbs 23:22 says, listen to your father, the Bible says, who gave you life. And it was one of my favorite messages. This is that message, with him, out him, you're not here. You guys aren't having much fun. You didn't expect this. You expect this to be cheerful today, didn't you? So sorry, but this is what the Bible says. Because of that fact, you ought to at least give him ear. You ought to listen to him. And do not despise your mother when she's old. No, 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 treasure her. Respect is a beautiful word, and it's certainly not easy to do. We all want it, but have difficulty giving it at times. Sometimes because we long for it so much. Respect means to voluntarily hold somebody in high regard. You can't ever be forced. I can't make you respect me. You either do or you don't. To highlight someone's excellence is what respect is all about. To focus on someone's worth is where respect comes from. The importance of a wife can have enormous effect in a man's life if he has the privilege of being married. In verse 33 of Ephesians 5, it says, "However, each one of you also must love his wife." It's a big deal for a husband to love his wife. It ought to be his main goal in life. Number one, as he loves himself, the idea is to treasure her as you take care of you. And the wife must. I love the word must there. It's a big deal. I talk about this at every wedding I do. Must respect her husband. To have happiness, to have fulfillment, to have God's blessing. Respect has to be given. The idea is give him value, listen to him, admire him where you can. The Bible says love covers a multitude of sins. If you want to be married, maybe I should add that to a wedding ceremony, to the wife. You're going to need to cover a whole lot. The impact of adult children is a big, big deal, not just for dad, but for the children as well. And what I mean by that is in Ephesians 6:1, children, obey your parents in the Lord. Let's talk about when you're young. You know, when they're under 10, you just do. We keep them alive and out of the street, right? And generally helmets on their head, at least in this culture, right? The Bible says, for this is right. This is what God desires. This is the plan of God. Young children cannot fend for themselves. They will not survive. You must obey your parents. Non-optional. It's very direct. But as you grow in age and experience, and you begin to fly on your own, and you're launched, so to speak. The Bible says, honor your father and mother. And honor has that idea of in a public way, in an ongoing way, from now on. Honor them. Honor them. Respect them. Which is a commandment with a promise. Something good is accomplished, not only as your dad and your mom, certainly, but today it's Dad's Day. Not only are they respected and impacted by that, but your life is altered. The Bible goes on to say in verse 3, so that it may go well with you and you may enjoy long life on earth. God's blessing is with you. It's a big deal. 1 Timothy 5:5 says, do not rebuke an older man harshly. Let this never be a part of your life. And I love this now that I have gray hair. Never, never, never be harsh with a gray-haired man. That's the idea here. Never, never, never. Even if something may be worthy of confronting, don't disrespect him. Do it in a humble way. This is not really a part of our culture today. I get that. I accept it. Overlook it where I can. But if you are a regular disrespecter of somebody older than you, it's not a good thing for them or for you, is part of what the Bible's saying. But exhort him as if he were your father. Just talking not about your dad, but an older gentleman. Speak to him respectfully as you would a father is the idea. There's a message here of respect. Teach younger men as brothers. The obvious message here is don't disrespect your dad. Even another older man, let alone your own dad, it is a very unhealthy thing for him and for you. It hurts him deeply. Literally, it can scar him. Forgive him if needed. But don't confront him in a mean way. Begin moving towards him with words of respect is part of what the Bible would encourage you to do. That's what he wants. That's what he longs for. You will open up a treasure chest in him that maybe wasn't open before. What a privilege to understand that. Your dad wants to be respected by you. He longs for it. He may have learned not to anticipate it, not to expect it. It's interesting how youth comes along and they think they know so much more than their mom and dad. Gilmore, I am so sorry. When we were 21, I'm confessing, he had to put up with me. Can you imagine me at 24 years old? Oh. What's in your life? What have you said to your dad regularly? Not on Father's Day. Come on, I hope there's some nice cards that flew through the mail. But he's worked for it. Your respect. Respect him historically, if for nothing else. At least some of who you are is because of him. There's no getting around it. Watch this. You having fun? A little tight in the room today.
Of security. There are times in my life where I struggle with integrity and I may be not sure what to do. But I will recall how you stood up for what was right, even if you could have looked the other way. None of the choices you are making, I will also make. Please don't be afraid to show me your failures, to show me your mistakes. I will learn from them. Dad, are you listening? I want you. Watching us if you really believe what you say about God. I need your help to show me the way. Show me how to live life that isn't safe, but feels good. So I'm watching you, Dad, every day. I'm teaching you how to live. Whether you know it or not.
Men love videos. What's your dad wants? Number two. He wants to make a difference. This is how men are wired. Every man wants to make a difference. This is one of our main goals. We don't say it out loud, but it is true for us. We all have a little bit of LeBron James in us, okay? I may not be the king. I can't do what he does. I can't jump as fast. I can't run like a locomotive like he does. Yes, I wish he would have won, but that's okay. Next year. We all see ourselves as difference makers. We just do. Whatever little impact we can make, whatever little point of the head of the spear we can be. Yeah. We don't say it out loud because we look arrogant or, yeah, you know, but it's in us, right, boys? They're so careful. The men are being so careful in this room, thinking, Jim, you are going to get me in trouble. I'm already in trouble. My wife is going to ask me at lunch, is what he said true? No, yeah, sort of. Jesus, in the middle of a parable that we looked at 3 or 4 or 5 months ago, makes a statement about dads and gives us a little insight on being a father. It's just a quick little thought, but look at it there in Luke 11:11. He says, which of you fathers, imagine him talking to a large group of people as he was with a parable, that he was making up, but he was trying to give us some insight into what a dad is and what he does, how he works, how he's wired, how he functions. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, I want some fish, I'm hungry, will give him a snake? A venomous, nasty, mean, man-eating snake. Who would give that to their son, he says. And he's not done. Then he goes on, or if he asks for an egg, Dad, I want some eggs, chickens. Scramble me some eggs and make the scrambled eggs well done. so they're not runny and juicy. I like my eggs cooked. Or if he asks for an egg, we'll give him a scorpion. A scorpion is a little rattlesnake, folks. It's got a tail on it that bites. A stinging tail that attacks its victims. And he's making a point here. A good dad cares deeply. They just do. They would never violate their kid. They would never harm them. He wants to make a positive, a good dad difference in his kid's life every day while he faces whatever struggles he has in his own life. A good dad's value is hard to assess, and it should be recognized whenever it can be. Sometimes we just don't realize until later in life the value of a dad. Watch this. This is fun? It's for you guys.
You got this.
You got this.
A hug might be a good.
You got this.
You got this! You got this.
Dear Jesus.
You got this.
I will invite you into my heart. Douglas, they're ready for you.
That was really good at the end. I just stole the punchline. So I'll tell you about it. So what happens is Grandpa, which I have been in that role now, kid takes a dump. It's better me telling you than seeing it. And he goes to give the baby away, and she goes, "Here, you got this, Grandpa." Oh, my. Oh, I love it. Number three. And last here, he wants to have his life appreciated. Again, he's never going to tell you this. He just isn't. But he really wants it. He really, really wants it. Most dads are doing their best, whatever that is. And most dads don't wake up and say, this dad thing doesn't matter to me. It's just not who we are. It's not in our DNA. It's not the way God's built us. He doesn't wake up and say, I don't care. Like Tommy Lee Jones in The Fugitive, remember? At the top of the thing, he hears from Harrison Ford, "But I'm innocent. I didn't do it." And Tommy Lee Jones, just with this cold stare, looks at him and goes, "I don't care." And he jumps off and he lives. Oh, it's a great movie if you haven't seen it. No, it's the most important thing they've ever done, and they know that. They know that. Whatever effort they put forth with who they are, they want it appreciated, and they will never ask for it. They just won't. But inside, they want it, if you want to know what dad wants. In Proverbs 13:1, it says, a wise son heeds. Heed is to listen up, at least consider, doesn't dismiss him, A wise son heeds his father's instructions. The best a dad can bring, whatever he has. But a mocker does not respond to rebukes. He just refuses to listen. And he brings his own pain. But the problem is, the pain that the non-listener brings is not just to himself, but there's collateral damage. And it's part of what happens with a rebel. And it's sad. And it's painful, but it is reality. Proverbs 23:24, the father of a righteous child, in other words, a righteous child would be a follower of God's way, not perfectly, none of us do it perfectly, but really desires to know, understand, and do what God wants. Choosing to follow God's wisdom over the world's, or his own wisdom, the father of a righteous child has great joy. It's one proud dad. Makes him smile on the inside. A man who fathers a wise son rejoices in him. You can't get the smile off his face. I mean, I've watched Ben Myers, one of my best friends in the world, with his son, who has the privilege of being in the armed services and one of the toughest and most elite teams on the planet. And his Uncle Jim, I couldn't be more prouder of that boy. That doesn't mean, most of us can't do that. But I've watched him smile on the inside and want him to retire so he's not in harm's way, because he loves his son so much. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says this, therefore encourage. What does encourage mean? It means to appreciate. This is not just for dads, it's just in general. But one another and build each other up, just as in fact you're doing. It assumes this. When a dad's appreciated, he's encouraged, he's motivated, he's made better. He's ready to go. Hebrews 3:13, same idea here. But encourage, appreciate one another daily, as long as it's called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. Encouragement pushes sin and wrong living away. It pushes depression away. It pushes pain away. This appreciation stuff really works. It impacts us greatly. Yesterday was Father's Day, and I got a few things for Father's Day. We had a breakfast yesterday with my family, and I don't know, I'm not sure how many likes you've gotten in your life, but my daughter Tracy and Jeff gave me this, and I think I kind of have you beat. It says this, Dad, 1 billion likes. Anybody got 1 billion? I had coffee with this yesterday, and I had coffee with it today, and yes, I cleaned it. 1 billion likes. Wow. Jamie wrote me a card yesterday. I didn't ask her permission, so I probably shouldn't read it. I was thinking about it, but and these are the glasses she gave me. She recognizes that I need help. But first of all, the card on the front is Super Dad. But she said some of the kindest things in here. I'm not going to read it, but about how my life has impacted her. And what I've meant to her and her life. That's pretty cool. It's great to hear. It's a wonderful thing to hear. Watch this, and then we'll close.
Hey, Dad. What was Grandpa like whenever you were my age?
I don't know. He was like a dad.
Listen to this terrible music?
You mean, did he culture me?
You bet he did. Grandpa get lost too?
Sometimes. I'm not lost.
Recalculating route to your destination. You will arrive in approximately 2 days, 3 hours of...
What's your license insurance?
Did Grandpa have a lead foot too?
Amen.
Grandpa teach you to pray before every meal like that?
Yeah. For every meal.
grandpa do that too?
Yeah.
I hope I'm like you whenever I grow up.
What's with all the lollygagging? I'm not paying you guys to sit around and look at pictures. Chop chop! My stuff's not gonna get to a condo on the golf course by itself.
Has Grandpa always been so bossy?
Always.
Is he actually banging us?
Not a chance.
You really are a lot like, aren't you?
Okay, I have some homework for you. And this is not homework for you to do today, okay? And not because it's Father's Day. But maybe just to perk your interest for the future, or next year, or maybe between Father's Days. Questions many dads would love to have answered in different ways. Number one, what are my dad's best qualities? He would not mind hearing that from you. And believe me, this is not an English assignment. He doesn't want, I mean, you could fill this out today and send it to him, and he'd probably frame it, okay? I get it, because he doesn't hear this stuff from his kids. So maybe what I'm asking is crazy. But I just at least want you to think about it. Are you trying to, you guys always treat this like a crossword puzzle, don't you? I know you. You've got it already filled out. I mean, it's not like it's hard. Number two, what are my best memories growing up with my dad in mind? What are they? What are they? Those are some of them. What things make me laugh about my dad? Was he the tickle monster? What'd he do? What'd he do? What did or do I most admire about my dad? What is it? Just one thing. Yeah, I've picked top three. You can if you want, if you're a wordy person. And you are gals, so you do know that you have 20,000 words a day and a guy has maybe 8 to 10. Number five, Mark, don't laugh that loud. I heard you. You're now in trouble. Number five, what did or do I love most about my dad? Because all of us have something, you know? And do this, and you know, do this not just for him, but for you. See, that's what we don't always understand. Being kind and nice and encouraging doesn't just impact the other person. It impacts your life in a big and bold way. We keep a lot of this good stuff to ourselves. It doesn't get out there. Your dad is a big deal. Even if he wasn't all you wanted him to be. If someone else has been a father to you, maybe put their name at the head of the list, not just your daddy. It's good to have a couple of dads along the way. It's not just your own dad. He's the guy. But we can have a number of fathers in our life. It's a beautiful thing. Why not acknowledge that as well? Learning to be grateful in life is a beautiful thing and makes you better. Let's pray as we close. Father, thanks for time together and for words about dads and the place, the role, the position that you've given them in our life. And I pray, Lord, we would be responsible to that and positive with that, and to just simply as kids of a man and maybe other father figures in our life, that we'd speak our words of love to them. Not just today, but in the course of our life, that we would put a stake in the ground and make sure they get appreciated along the way and loved and thanked. And Lord, just give us a great day of celebration. We love you. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. Okay, dads, be very careful this afternoon. Okay. Welcome home, sweetie. Welcome home. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Good to see
Thank you.
You.
Did it hit all the good points?
Thanks, Mike. Thanks. Yeah. Thank you. Did you go to Cleveland for a little bit? Did you go to Ohio?
Yeah, no, we're going in 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I figured you got to go see your mommy.
Yeah.
So are you in your home?
10 days, yeah.
We are.
In? In is the...